Hey, this is Kurt Isles. Welcome to The Creek, to our blog and podcast. We're glad you joined us today. We've had to come inside today. It's a gusty day out on the porch, and it's not good for audio, so I've come into the kitchen, the old house kitchen. I'm sitting here, and I want to warn you on sound effects. Doors are slamming. The house is creaking. Don't worry about that. It's just the way an old house sounds in a windstorm. Now, I'm really excited about today's story. It's a fun story with a good lesson, the type of story I like best. So here we go. I've titled today's episode, Will You Please Forgive Me? Now, here's a good quote to begin. An unforgiving Christian? That's an oxymoron. Jordy McCaskill. Summer 223, Alexander, Louisiana. My friend and I had just finished a fine meal at Word of Mouth Cafe near the Rapids Parish Courthouse in downtown Alexandria. As I neared my truck, a tall security guard got in my face, berating me. You cannot park here. This is only for the courthouse. And I saw where you came from. The man really got in my grill. He was about my age, much taller, and he seemed to be enjoying lording it over me and showing who was the boss. I glanced at my friend who stood speechless. Now my hackles were up and I was ready to go toe to toe with the security guard. Then I thought of something I'd learned 10 years ago. I turned to the security guard. I am so sorry. Will you please forgive me? He said, what? I said, I am so sorry. Will you forgive me? I'm sorry I parked in the wrong spot. I caught his eyes. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? The guard, he was sputtering, exasperated. Finally, he waved me away saying, okay, just don't do it again. As we got in my truck, my friend said, what in the world was that all about? I laughed. 3 years in Africa taught me a lot. When I first arrived in Africa in 2013, I was terrified whenever a policeman waved me to the side of the road. This is especially true in the Wild West country called South Sudan, as well as upcountry Uganda. When the police saw my Land Cruiser approaching, they licked their chops. I called it DWW, Driving While White. Now, I want to drive a peg down here. I must revert to my favorite African language, East African British English. That's right, East African British English. Most of East Africa was colonized by the British, and they left behind their unique accent of British English. And so the African people, they speak English with a British accent. In fact, I learned to speak it myself in a fake kind of way so I could be understood. Now, the reasons the police would stop you, they were endless. And here's some of my favorites. I have stopped you. You have mud on your headlights. Or, say, I'm sorry, but your fire extinguisher tag has expired. I must give you a ticket. My favorite. You're carrying luggage in the back seat. That is illegal. You can only carry passengers in the back seat. Or, this great one, as they handed you the ticket book through the window. Here, you must find yourself. All these infractions had one common denominator, a bribe. The policeman wanted a bribe. These occurrences usually happen at a barricade operated by a handful of soldiers or guards. I rolled down my window as the policeman cited a litany of misdemeanors and felonies I'd committed against the government of South Sudan. Then the officer stood upright, slowly shaking his head. I must take you to the station. Up this point, he'd been subtle with everything about a bribe, but then he said, do you have something for the gate? Or sometimes they'd say, do you have some tea money today? All meant that they wanted a bribe. I answered, the company I work for forbids me giving bribes. If I do that, I could lose my job. You don't want that, do you? And a look of hurt would come over his face. Oh, no, I would never ask for a bribe, but I still must take you to the station. Now, the no-bribe missionary company answer usually worked, but it didn't deter the real professionals. They'd stand at the car window with an open palm. T-money, or I still must take you to the station. When nothing else worked, it was time to unleash my secret weapon. I learned to disarm a broad shakedown with, "I'm sorry, will you please forgive me?" It was the magical 8 words. In African culture, you cannot ignore an apology, especially from a Mzee, an older person with gray in their beard. I observed many reactions from the 8 magical words. "I'm sorry, will you forgive me?" Sometimes the guards had shock, resignation, humor, and sighs in multiple languages. As needed, I'd add, "I'm your father. I'm asking you to forgive me." Africans have great respect for their elders. The forgiveness card and a gray-bearded elder always worked. The result was always the same. The policeman would wave us on after making me promise not to do this again. Now, I want to be honest. I got a rebel, Southern heritage bloodline in me. And those 8 magical words, "I'm sorry, will you please forgive me?" They don't come real easy, especially when I haven't done anything wrong and I'm still being shaken down. But I want to return to those 2 sentences. "I am sorry, will you please forgive me?" It's pride that keeps us from saying those words. Don't let pride rob you of the joy of a possible reconciliation. Even if it doesn't go down well, you've done your part when you say, "I'm sorry, will you forgive me?" It didn't hurt for me to say those 8 words on a dirt road in rural Africa. And I have to admit, though, it's much more difficult in America because we're a prideful people. Someone in your orbit probably needs to hear that from you. "I'm sorry, will you forgive me?" Now, I'd advise you to stand in front of a mirror and practice that 8 magical words at least 8 times before apologizing. The words come much easier when you practice them. However, a word of caution. Do not add the deadly knife word, "but." "But" has ruined many, many good apologies. "But you, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? But don't do it." My friend Warren Morris tells of Skip Berkman, coach LSU. His favorite acronym is TOB, transfer of blame, TOB. And that's what happens when we want to blame somebody else. That's when the apology explodes. "I'm sorry, please forgive me, but," and that's when we have trouble. Transfer of blame always has the dangerous "but" lurking in the apology. "Here's a bad one, but you made me do it." No one can make you do anything. Look in the mirror. And I waited all day to say this. Get your butts out of here. Leave the butts out of your apology. Don't do it, man. Put the period at the end of your apology, not a comma. T-O-B, transfer of blame. And that's human nature to want to blame somebody else. It goes all the way back to the garden, but that doesn't make it right. No but, no T-O-B, do this. "I am sorry, will you please forgive me?" Period. A final word on African bribes. Knowing we'd be stopped when we traveled up country, my wife Dee Dee devised a novel plan. We learned to carry 3 things in our vehicle: bottles of water, Bibles in several dialects, and homemade fresh banana bread. That's another part of African culture. You cannot refuse a gift. And a loaf of Dee Dee's homemade banana bread always did the trick. We enjoyed the surprised look of a policeman holding a loaf of fresh banana in his bread in his outstretched hand, motioning with his free hand, "Open the gate and let Mosaic through. Open the gate." He had his bribe, and I was on my way north. I thanked him as we sped away. I glanced in the rearview mirror. 5 policemen were standing at the gate, hands on their hips, and one of them had a loaf of banana bread in his right hand. Well, as they say in Swahili, kwaheri, that's goodbye.